knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Please comfort it too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Please company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Oh, Terry, I need you.
Get out of here.
No, Terry, I need you to sew a button on my pants.
Oh, sew a button? Why didn't you say so?
I thought I did. I'd ask Janet, but she's not here.
Okay, give me the needle.
Here, ow, ow. Watch it. It's got a point on it right there.
Oh.
Let's see.
Are you just going to sit there in your underwear?
Gee, I'm sorry. You want these, too?
Check.
Ooh, easy. Oh, make it easy.
So sorry. By the way, Cheryl called me this morning.
What'd she say? What'd she say?
Oh, she said that she was glad to be home and that she hopes that the paper doesn't send her out on another story right away.
No, no, no. I mean, what did she say about me?
Okay, okay. She said that she's really looking forward to seeing you again.
Well, after 3 weeks of covering that Mr. Universe contest, she's probably starved for a real man.
No, she's only interested in you. Stop it!
No, what else did she say?
Oh, she just kept asking a lot of questions about you.
What kind of questions?
Oh, she wanted to know about your family, about your mother and your father. You know, how you spend your time, what you read.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You know, Jack, I think she's really crazy about you. In fact, she said that she had something really special planned for you tonight.
Oh, something special, huh?
Hey, aren't you even gonna thank me for the button?
It's open, Larry! Thank you, Terry. You know, Janet always acts like it's such a big deal.
I'll come back later.
Larry, you knock it off. Terry.
Oh, no. Thank you, Jack. You were terrific.
Woo!
See ya, big guy.
What a kidder.
She was kidding, wasn't she?
You never know.
No, Larry, listen, I don't have much time now. I got a big date tonight.
Yeah, well, okay, who's the girl?
Cheryl.
The lady reporter.
That's right, and she is just dying to see me.
Oh?
Yeah, she called Terry this morning and asked her a whole lot of questions about me.
Huh? What kind of questions?
Oh, you know, she asked about my parents, what they're like, what kind of books I read, that kind of stuff.
You don't say.
And she's also planning something very special for us tonight.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean, uh-oh?
Taco, a girl doesn't ask about your family unless she wants to become a part of it.
Huh?
I've seen it all before, Jack. Girl finds out all about you, and maybe she invites you up to her place for a nice, intimate candlelight dinner. Maybe softens you up with a little champagne. And then, just when you're in the mood, she pops the question. Your minister or mine?
Oh, that's ridiculous, Larry. Listen, in the first place, it's not going to be any candlelight dinner because we're going out. And in the second place, Cheryl doesn't drink champagne.
Yeah, that's because she has never had anything this big to celebrate before.
Will you knock it off? Cheryl and I are just going out on a date.
Cheryl! You're going out with a girl?
Larry, hey, why hide it? You know what I mean? I think it's time that I told Mr. Furley the truth. Mr. Furley,
The other night, I went to a Clint Eastwood movie, and I got to feeling so macho that, well, I actually went and asked a girl out.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't go to see Jaws. Probably be going out with a fish. Yeah. Then you could call her your gill friend.
Yeah. Mr. Furley, look, I'm in sort of a hurry, so what is it that you actually wanted?
Larry, are you going to be home later?
Yeah, why?
I'll be up to fix that leaky faucet.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Furley.
Oh, Jack, I got to warn you. You know what's going to happen if you go out with that girl?
What?
Nothing.
Larry, I'll see you later.
Wait. Aren't you forgetting something?
What?
The marriage license.
Will you drop it with this marriage already? What are you...
Oh, hi, guys. Hey, Jack.
Janet, I'm sorry. I'm late. I gotta go pick up Cheryl. See you later.
Jack, I'm warning you. You're in big trouble.
What kind of trouble?
The worst kind.
What are you talking about?
Can you keep a secret?
Yeah.
So can I.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, now that we've got all the small talk out of the way.
Come in. Oh, Jack, it's so good to see you.
And you are so good to see.
How sweet.
Listen, are you ready for a night of dinner, dancing, and Lord knows what?
I thought it would be cozier if we ate here.
Here?
Mm-hmm. I fixed us a little candlelight supper. I thought you'd like it. With champagne to start.
Champagne? Oh, my God.
I knew that would get you.
So did Larry.
Who?
Huh? No one. No, Cheryl, I thought you didn't drink champagne.
I do on special occasions. Why don't you open it, and then we'll have a little talk.
Cheryl, listen, before we have the little talk, I think there's something you should know about me. I have a few faults.
What kind of faults?
Well, I'm not very dependable. I stay out all hours. I like to fool around.
You talk too much.
I talk too much. I can't open bottles.
Jack, how many times have we gone out together?
Huh? Four or five.
Is that?
Four. Actually, only three.
Jack.
Well, you can't count the second date because it was raining.
The point is, darling, is even though we've only known each other a short time...
Cheryl, we've had two casual dates.
Jack, why are you so nervous?
You get, that's another one of my faults.
Will you relax?
I'll relax. I'll relax. I'm calm. I'm mellow,
good.
Totally laid back.
Now that's better.
I don't want to marry you.
Marry me? Oh, is that what you thought? Oh, Jack, I don't want to get married.
You don't?
Of course not, silly.
Bless you.
But I'll tell you what I do want.
What?
Your baby.
I don't have a baby.
You're not listening. I want you to be the father of my child.
Wait a minute, Cheryl. A baby? You want me to...
Well, that's generally how it's done.
Oh, I couldn't. I mean, I could, but... Oh, bro, I just... Listen, I can't believe this is happening.
It's not happening yet.
No, but... why would you...
Because I want a child while I'm still young.
Yeah, but why would you pick me?
Because you have all the wonderful qualities I want that baby to have.
You want a baby that stays out late and likes to fool around?
Oh, Jack.
But anyway, you just said you didn't want to marry me.
I don't.
You don't?
No. Jack, my career is very important to me, yeah. and I can't give it up now.
Well, wait a minute. What that? How
well, don't you see? My work takes me all over the world, and being away all that time wouldn't be fair to my husband.
Well, you could always stay home.
That wouldn't be fair to me.
Wait a minute, Cheryl, I...
Jack, why don't you just pour the champagne and relax?
Relax?
Well, we'll never get anything done.
Oh, my God. Oh! Look, Cheryl, wait, hang on one second, okay? I gotta tell you something. Listen to me, all right? I may be old-fashioned, but I really believe that a baby needs a father.
That's what you're here for.
No, not just that. No, Cheryl, I think that a baby needs his dad to be there for him, to see him take his first steps and to teach him the most important things of life, you know, like how to put on his little socks, you know, or how to ride a bike or play with his train, or how to say no when a girl wants his baby.
Oh, Jack.
Now, Cheryl, look, I'm sorry, but I gotta tell you, you got the wrong guy. I could never have a baby without being a real father, and to me, you see, that means marriage.
I understand how you feel.
You do?
Of course. But feelings can be changed. So why don't you just pour the champagne in a glass while I slip into something more comfortable?
You do that, and I'll do this.
You know, Tammy.
Yes.
For the first time in my life, I feel like I don't have to pretend to be something I'm not in order to impress a girl. I can just be myself.
I know what you mean, Doctor.
You can call me Larry. Now, you say it's been 2 years since you had your last physical?
Well, actually,
I'll get rid of whoever that is.
Larry, I gotta talk to you.
No, Jack. Please, Larry, I got a big problem.
Is he one of your patients?
He will be if he doesn't leave.
Oh, no! I don't want to be in your way.
Your patients come first. Good night, Doctor.
Doctor? Give this back to Terry, would you?
Larry, will you listen to me? Cheryl doesn't want to marry me. She wants a baby.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. And Larry, I can't just jump into bed with a girl and walk away.
Jack, you may not have to. Where does she live?
Don't you ever stop. Larry, she wants to have my child. What am I gonna do?
Well, for starters, you can stop seeing those Clint Eastwood movies.
Oh, God.
Prayers won't help. You better pour cold water on this woman and pronto.
Thanks, Larry. Mr. Furr, I appreciate the advice.
Anytime. Jack, if you need any help, just let me know. If there's one thing I've never had any trouble with, it's getting women to lose interest.
Hi, Terry. I'm glad you're home.
Me too. What a day.
I gotta ask you something.
Sure.
Listen, is Jack having problems with Cheryl?
No, just the opposite. I think they're getting real close.
Close?
Yeah, in fact, Cheryl told me that she had something really special planned for Jack tonight.
Something special?
Very. Would you excuse me, Jan? I have to change my clothes. I am just dead.
Well, you're home.
Not now.
Why?
Jada, please, I don't want to talk about it, okay? Is that all right with you?
Oh.
I just don't want to talk about it.
Right. Sure, Jack. Sure. Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Hello? Look, Cheryl, I don't want to hear any more talk about the baby.
Yeah, all right, look. I know you didn't expect me to run out on you, but I didn't know what else to do. Hey, I was looking for a little fun, that's all. I thought you were too. I'm sorry. No, that is your problem. I just can't help you. Deep.
What was that?
That was Jack, the big louse.
What a terrible thing for you to say.
You wouldn't feel that way if he got you pregnant.
Oh, Janet!
Get serious! Not me, Cheryl.
Cheryl. Shh! Jack got Cheryl?
Yeah, he sure did. And now he's running out on her.
You mean he's not gonna marry her?
That's right. I'm gonna go in there and kill him.
No, 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 no. Janet, wait.
Why? Did you think of something better?
Janet, how long have you known Jack?
Too long.
And in all that time, hasn't he always faced up to his responsibilities?
Sure, but
now he's scared, don't you see? Once he's had time to think this thing over, he'll do the right thing and marry her.
Do you really think so?
Absolutely.
But what if he doesn't?
Then we'll kill him.
No. Go in there and talk to him.
Go on.
I'll go in. Okay, I'll...
Go.
All right,
go.
I will talk to him. Hi, Jack.
Listen, Janet, I'm sorry I snapped at you, but I am under a tremendous amount of pressure.
Oh, that's all right. I understand. Can we talk?
Yeah, just a second. I got something in the oven.
I know.
Okay, Janet, what's on your mind?
Well, Jack, I know why Cheryl wanted to see you tonight.
What did she do, tell the whole world? You don't seem very shocked.
Come on, we're living in the 80s. These things happen.
Not to me, they don't.
Hey, aren't you being a little bit selfish? I mean, after all, Cheryl is counting on you.
Huh?
Jack, don't make her beg. Hey, just think what you're gonna get out of it.
I can't believe that
Jack, I know you. And if you don't go through with this, you will be sorry for the rest of your life.
That's what Larry said.
Larry? Gee, I'm surprised he felt that way.
I'm surprised you feel this way.
Everything's gonna be okay. You just go to Cheryl and do the right thing.
Now?
Sure, yeah. Show her what you're made of. Stand up and be a man. I know if I was in Cheryl's place, I'd be counting the seconds till you got there.
Janet, I guess I never really knew you.
Do it, Jack.
Janet, there's more to you than meets the eye.
I'm so glad I called you. Look, I have to go. Yeah, I'll speak with you tomorrow. All right, bye-bye. Jack.
Not now, Terry.
Yeah, there's something I've got to do. Boy, is there something I have to do.
Well, we can relax now, Janet. We have nothing to worry about.
I know.
I just spoke with Cheryl, and she's not going to have a baby.
She's not?
But she wants to.
What?
Yes, yeah, she wanted Jack to be the father. Only, of course, he did the right thing and said no.
No.
Yes.
No. Oh, because of me and my big mouth. Jack is on his way over there right now to try and get Cheryl pregnant.
Oh, my God! How could you possibly send Jack?
impossible.
Look, Mr. Farley...
He can hurt himself! Damn that Clint Eastwood!
Who is it?
It's me, Jack.
I knew you'd be back. And I'm so glad.
I am too.
Hello?
Yeah, whoever that is, tell him you're busy.
It's for you.
It's for me? Who could be calling me here? Hello?
Jack, listen, this is Janet. Before you do anything, there's something you should know.
Please, my father gave me that talk years ago.
Who is that?
A well-wisher.
Why are you doing that?
Well, we don't want to be disturbed, do we?
Oh. Jack, I've been thinking over what you said earlier this evening.
Mm-hmm.
And a child does need a family.
That's nice.
And I know it's a big step, but I'm ready.
Oh, so am I.
Wonderful, darling. Then I'll have my best friend join us.
Join us?
At the wedding.
At the wedding?
You made me see that just jumping into bed would be all wrong.
I did that?
Yes, I'm so right.
Wait a minute, but Cheryl, what about your career?
Oh, I've thought of that. My mother can stay with us and watch the baby.
Your mother?
You'll love her. I'll get us some champagne to celebrate, and you pick the dates.
No, wait, Cheryl, hang on. No champagne, no dates, and no mothers. Listen, look, this might be hard for you to understand, but...
You don't want to get married.
I just don't want to get married. Oh, Cheryl, listen to me. Any guy in the world would be lucky to spend the rest of his life with you, but...
You're not the guy.
I'm not the guy.
Even if my mother doesn't stay with us?
No. I'm sorry.
Don't be. It's better than both of us being sorry later. Oh,
you are terrific. You know, you deserve the best.
Let's have that champagne now.
Why not? Hi. My name's Larry. I just love kids.
Oh, Jack, we're so proud of you.
Aw, shucks.
Yeah, Jack, you could have taken advantage of Cheryl, but you didn't.
Aw, shucks again.
It's over!
Hi, gang.
Hey, Mr. Furley.
Well, Jack, what happened with that girl?
Nothing.
What'd I tell you?
I should have listened to you, RF.
You're right. And just so you don't get carried away in the future, I made out a list of movies you can see. So there's Bambi, Sleeping Beauty, Peter Pan.
No, I better scratch Peter Pan.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.